Brilliance Audio presents Hacking the Code of Life: How Gene Editing Will Rewrite Our Futures by Nessa Carey, performed by Karen Cass. Prologue. On the 28th of November, 2018, a Chinese scientist announced the birth of twin girls, Lulu and Nana. Unfortunately, this wasn't the typical case of a happy father telling the world about his daughters. In fact, the identity of Lulu and Nana's parents is a secret. The reason why He Zhangkui from Southern University of Science and Technology in Guangdong Province, China, made the announcement was because there was something very special about these two infants. They were the first children ever born with changes to their genetic material which had been deliberately introduced by scientists. The DNA of the two girls had been through a process called gene editing, and it's likely that if they have children, they will pass on the introduced changes. Their genetic lineage has been changed forever. Professor He had adapted the techniques of in vitro fertilization, test tube babies, for his work. He had edited the DNA of the embryos when they were just a tiny bundle of cells in the laboratory, and then implanted these embryos into their biological mother's uterus. The announcement was met with dismay from researchers around the world. The news about the twins was revealed at a conference, not in a peer-reviewed paper, so the amount of data that was shared was not comprehensive. But even from the results that were presented, other scientists could deduce that the gene editing hadn't been carried out well. It wasn't clear if all the cells had been edited during the laboratory stages. Because of this, these girls may be a mosaic of different cells, only some of which carry the change. It also appears that the change He Zhangkui had introduced was a relatively imprecise one. He had inactivated the gene he was targeting, but had used an inelegant methodology that rather clumsily achieved its end, changing the gene in a way that has never occurred in nature. You might expect that if someone was planning to create edited humans, they would only risk the ire of the scientific community by doing so to save the children from a terrible and inevitably lethal genetic disease. There are sadly plenty of these from which to choose, but Professor He didn't do this. Instead, he mutated a gene involved in responses to human immunodeficiency virus 1, HIV-1. HIV-1 binds to a specific receptor on human cells, but this binding isn't enough on its own for the virus to set up an infection. Another human protein called CCR5 also needs to be active for the virus to complete its entry into the cells. About 10% of Caucasians have a DNA variation in CCR5 which prevents the virus from getting in, and these people are resistant to certain strains of HIV-1. He Zhangkui edited the DNA of Lulu and Nana so that their CCR5 gene wouldn't produce a functional protein. But he didn't create the same variation as seen in the resistant humans. He told the conference that the reason he chose to edit this gene was because the girl's father is HIV positive. This still carries a great deal of stigma in China, and he wanted to save the children from being exposed to these negative reactions. But the problem with this justification is that it's a bit of a false issue. HIV-1 is usually transmitted via intimate body fluids. With a few simple precautions, it's relatively easy for fathers to avoid transmitting the disease postnatally to their children. So Lulu and Nana were never at a really high risk of becoming HIV positive. They may, however, be at increased risk of contracting influenza, as a functional CCR5 protein is important at fighting off this virus. No one knows if the edits that Professor He introduced into the girls will leave them susceptible to this disease, which is common in China and can be very dangerous. Even if the editing carried out by He Zhangkui had been technically perfect, it would almost certainly have caused huge concern anyway.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?